Oh, by the way, fellas, I won't be cutting out on you, or at least not, I don't think I'd be cutting out on you midway through show, because I took care of matters before you. I said to Debbie, you know, the last two shows, 2 weeks in a row, three quarters of the way through the show, I'm like, ooh, I got an appointment. And I said, that's the damnedest, the timing just is sucky, so... I ate a little extra early, and subsequently, I think we should be good.
All right. Of course, now this will be on the pre-show.
Oh, great. About the bowel discussions with Josh. I love that.
It could lead to a section if we...
Irritable Bowel Podcast?
It's the GastroCast.
The GastroCast.
Oh, that's good. Almost live from across the USA, this is Late Night Killer! Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael, that virtual Uper guy. Tonight, Michael trims his tree. Joel smokes a Maker's Mark, and Barty is live from the Tokyo Plateau? All that and more on Late Night Killer! And now, digitally waiting for Santa at the plush QRM Studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
It's Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
My thingy's wiggling.
Here's Joel, Barry, Barty, and Michael! Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number 164. From the Monadnock region in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire with a 60 hertz hum, this is Joel.
The Tokyo Plateau of central New York, this is Barty.
And trimming the tree at the virtual Yupa.
Okay.
Location. Home of the future. You know what I mean. Yeah. I'm trimming the tree. Telling this happy story.
You know, for some reason, Barty, when you said where you were from, I thought you said the Tokyo Plateau.
Tokyo?
I don't know. That's what it sounded like to me when you said it.
It's a long ways from Ottawa.
Yeah, really.
Oh, well. So, this is the show before Christmas. So, it'll be our Christmas show, I guess. And I will get it out before Christmas because...
Sure.
As of last Thursday, I am off until the new year.
Well, I've been thinking you've been off for longer than that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so I decided to take the 6 days of vacation it required to be off until the 5th, and last week was a short week, so Thursday was it for me until January 5th. So I got lots of nothing planned, which is nice. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. So.
What the heck?
What was that?
I don't know. So I heard like a pause.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, no. Is it me? It could be. Maybe my internet connection has gone to hell now. It was doing quite well when I checked the speed before we started this, but it is still iffy. So, anyway. So, yes, Christmas is next week, and... Probably most of us still have some Christmas shopping to do.
Mostly all of it.
I'm pretty much finished.
Oh, that's good. I've got most of it done, but I'm thinking I need to go out and get one more. And I will probably have to take a drive to go do that. So, but I got lots of time. So, Yeah, and the weather seems to be, it's going to be good. It might actually be 60 degrees on Christmas Day here.
That's nuts.
For you and I, Joel, for Barty, no, I think he's going to be on, Barty and Michael, you guys are going to be on the other side of the jet stream.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to be cold and snowy. Of course, we're going to get 2 inches of rain on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you don't have to shovel rain.
That is true. And my wife was saying, oh, we're not going to get any snow for Christmas. I said, yep, I can. This is one Christmas I can do without snow. Believe
we'll
me.
We'll get plenty in February, I'm sure.
Yes. So... So anyway, in the news this week, a couple things happened, and if I play this bumper, well, you know, may have to take the podcast off the air.
Now take your weapons of mass destruction and get the fuck out of here!
And now we've all become targets.
Targets of North Korea.
We already were.
Yeah, I just can't believe what... Well, Sony, who, oh, by the way, as we're all getting all upset about Sony, Sony is a Japanese company.
Yes, I love that.
And we're all getting all upset about it, but, you know, the Hollywood part of Sony is, well, they're not going to put out that movie called The Interview, because they got hacked. And
wait a minute, I thought CEO of Sony was also saying that he had overwhelming cancellations from all the theaters that were planning on showing the movie. So it wasn't like they were totally on their own making that decision. You know, right. It's like you can't ship a movie that nobody wants to receive.
Because
they won't play it.
That's true. So the movie theaters are just as bad, or the major movie theater chains are just as bad. But Sony could announce something like, well, you know what? We're going to make it available all the streaming services or something like that, or put it on iTunes or Amazon Prime or Netflix or you know, one of those, and let everybody decide themselves whether they want to see it. But
did you catch Obama yesterday saying, I wish you talked to me about it, and Sony said, we tried?
Yes, I know. That's funny. We tried, but you were too busy on your way to golfing and then on your way to Hawaii for vacation or for Christmas vacation. So, yes, that was interesting. But
the guy's a tool anyway, so who cares?
Huh?
The guy's a tool anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And to tell you the truth, the movie doesn't look that great, but at first when this whole thing started, I thought this was a I was thinking like Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. I'm thinking, wow, this is all advertising. You know, this
is version.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what my wife said too. She was convinced that this was just some big advertising scheme to get the movie to go over.
Hype it up.
But then when they canceled the showings, it's like, okay, well maybe it's not really. Or maybe it is and it's gonna come out in January now. But either way.
Either that, it was all hype until the FBI got involved and they got embarrassed and had to pretend like it was real.
I never thought
about
that.
Yeah, it's not like they've done that before.
Tail wagging the dog.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? That's an awesome movie that's rather hard to find nowadays. Wag the Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a little research on that film and why it became so incredibly difficult to find it, to purchase. And it was because it pissed off the Department of State and the FBI.
Yeah. Well, there's some.
It's funny how that works, huh?
I still listen to Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, and every once in a while they have a gem. They were playing a news story, and as they call it, they were sweetening the product. And what they mean by that is you could hear, and Adam Curry pointed this out. He goes, listen to this. Listen to the background. He says, hear the gunshots? Not all the gunshots, but hear some of the gunshots there? He said, and hear the ricochets? Yeah, there was like two ricochets. And he goes, no, wait for it. And then like a minute later, the same gunshots and the same ricochets were heard.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, they're sweetening this. They're putting more more than what's there into these stories.
Yeah,
you know. So it's a production. It's no longer just the news.
News is not the news. The news is like theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kabuki theater.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. And yes, anything that is on cable, any news channel that's on cable, yeah, forget
toy
it.
Toy yes, boat.
Thank you. It must be the port wine I'm drinking tonight.
Rural. Can you say rural?
Rural.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
That's an inside Jason call out.
Yes, it is. You can't say rural.
Rural.
Rural. I just admitted I can't say anything else, so that wasn't the problem. I'd be fine.
Or one word and you're going to run with it.
So, and then speaking the other...
Which, what's tonight's drink?
Oh, for me?
Well, you said Tawny Port.
Yes, it's Taylor Tawny Port, which will be... I decided to put it under the Podcasters Anonymous review tonight.
Yes.
And, okay.
So. And you, anybody else?
I'm a Yellowtail Merlot.
You know, that's the
ooh. Two of you guys are
I'm just grabbing water.
Water.
Oh.
Marty's ripping it up.
Well, I've already
drinking had that H20.
Yeah, really, H20. I've already had a few beers and some brandy, and so I don't really want to push it with anything else. You don't want to mix too much stuff together down in the pot. Sometimes it doesn't stay there.
I've done that
before. Too many chemicals. You never know what kind of reaction you're going to brew.
Yeah. Might get exothermic.
End up praying to the porcelain gods.
Yeah, indeed. That's never fun. Especially the older you get.
Yeah.
It seems that thing is harder and harder to get up from.
It's like your favorite chair in the house.
Oh, man. So, so the other news that happened this week that was important is the president's speech on starting to normalize relations with Cuba. And, which, personally, I think, okay, 50, 60 years is enough. We should maybe start doing that. But he has pissed off an awful lot of people down in Florida. Cubans are down in Florida. And so he's going to have to deal with that. But
Sparky excels at that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Barry. I think it's about damn time. If we're going to become on a friendly relationship with Russia, which we had during the Bush years, kind of, and we're going to be on a friendly relationship with China and with Vietnam, why are we still poking Cuba in the back? You know, I mean, give it up already. We've already seen the best way to defeat communism is let them see how good capitalism is. Because once they start finding out what everybody else has, they start realizing, we don't want this shit.
I want one too.
Well, I was just going to say the best weapon we have against Cuban communism is Americanizing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and plus, we need to normalize relations with Cuba just to go buy up all those great used American cars they have down there before they all fall apart.
Yeah.
You keep seeing these films from these cars from like the late 50s, early 60s, and we're like, we got to get those out of there before they die.
Yeah. Well, they got the experts on those cars. Those guys can put those things together.
Yes.
You know?
They make their own brake pads, for Christ's sakes, by molding asbestos to metal.
So, I mean, we want those mechanics, you know? But I heard, too, somebody was saying that, again, this is hearsay, but they said, well, Canada's already been down there slowly buying off all the good property, beach properties and stuff down there. Because I guess it's smart. A place, you know, Canada doesn't have any...
Qualms
with going down to Cuba, and Europe doesn't have any qualms with going over to Europe. So, Now,
Europe
like I
doesn't
said,
have any gloves going either.
I think the worst thing we can...
Well,
the worst
there are
thing
parts of Europe that don't want other parts of Europe showing up at their doorstep.
But I think the worst thing we can do to Cuba right now is Americanize it. So, you know, just we'll buy up all the stuff, put casinos in, and, you know, it's what the mob's been trying to do for 50, 60 years. They were in the process of doing that when Castro took over.
Well, let's look at it also this way. I mean, you want to put in, you know, you say put in casinos. We can't even get one in New Hampshire, for Christ's sakes. How many years has the great debate been on do they put a casino in Salem or do they not?
Yeah, Salem I don't care too much about, but the one up in the White Mountains, that one bothers me. But Salem's already got the racetrack.
Right.
You know,
yeah, but
so
they don't allow gambling at the racetrack. That's why the racetrack lost thoroughbred racing.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't gamble there.
Right. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you've already got a facility there, and, you know, it's literally right across the line from Massachusetts.
Yeah, you can put a liquor store right there, you know, and make a lot of money.
There you go.
Well, drive-through.
Yeah. But the other good thing I see of normalizing relations with Cuba might be cheap Cuban cigars.
I hate Cuban cigars.
Do you? I've never had one.
I can't stand them. Well, when I went to Canada,
yeah.
Naturally, I went into a tobacconist and went to a smoke shop, and there's all these Cuban cigars. And what I thought was a lot of money at the time, now isn't. But I paid $11 for this hand-rolled Cuban cigar, blah, 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 blah. So I found it rather bitter. Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, now my everyday smoking cigars that you and I are smoking are $9 a piece, so I mean, $11 ain't a big deal, but...
Yeah. Well, I've never had a Cuban cigar, but I've always heard everybody talk about them, and, you know, they're paying $90 a cigar and stuff like
that. Not me. I mean, I've never smoked a $90 cigar, and I never friggin' will.
Neither will I. That's why I never smoked a Cuban cigar. But, yeah, so, well, I don't know. Okay. I'll take your word on that, then.
Yeah, I mean, the low-end scale, then, if a $90 Cuban cigar is a good one, and then I had an $11 one, so that must be, like, I don't know, like the flea market version. The flea market versions are not that good, because the ones we have are Connecticut wrapper and, you know, Virginia tobacco, and the ones that the Drew Estates, and I'll tell you, they're delicious.
Yeah, I love those. They're good. So,
Well, I actually have one in the review. I tried a different one too.
Yeah,
I actually tried two different ones.
You want to go? Let's go into that then, because my tech thing can wait. We'll bounce back. We'll go into Podcasters Anonymous.
All righty. So that being said, you want to go first?
No, you can go ahead, because we were talking about cigars, and
alrighty.
You know, it's not a liqueur, but or a liquor. Or an adult beverage, but, you know...
It would be considered a vice, though.
So. Yeah, well, not only that, but I see the name of it here in the notes, and that's a famous... a famous bourbon.
So, what I ended up doing, a buddy of mine, who happens to be an HVAC engineer, field engineer, came by... And I had to get him in to work to do some contract work for me. And he said, hey, he also he likes to partake in a good cigar. And said, here, I brought this for you. See, it's in this nice glass tube, and it's got wax melted over one end. And sure enough, with red wax dripping down the side of the tube, the glass tube with the cigar in it, it's a red wax dripping over sealing a cap. Well, that sounds a lot like Maker's Mark bourbon, which is one of my favorite bourbons to drink. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Maker's Mark 650 cigar. And it's soaked in Maker's Mark, the tobacco, when they roll it. Oh, my God, was this a good cigar. I had it. He gave it to me, weeks ago. And I finally got around that. I pulled it out of my humidor, and I finally cracked the seal on it and decided, you know what? I want to smoke this thing tonight. It was last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very pleasantly surprised. As in, like, it's not going to be my new favorite, but it pulls a real close second to the favorites, which are the Drew Estates English that I brought over to you, Barry.
Yes, yes, I love that. Now, does Two Guys sell these, or do you know where to get them?
Two Guys Smoke Shop can get these in.
Okay.
They are a more earthy, with a slightly more acidic finish than the Drew Estates. I still like the Drew Estates better. Uh-huh. Not, and they're not quite as, what's the word I'm looking for? Not quite as sweet, I guess.
Okay.
But, it's pleasant. There's no burn. There's no nasty harshness about it. Even when you start getting down the shorter end of the cigar when you're,
okay.
It's a damn good cigar. And it too is about a $10 cigar. So it's not overly expensive.
Yep.
Okay. So for those who might want to try cigars or thinking about cigars, I recommend highly Drew Estates English.
Yes.
And the second one that I've just tried yesterday, which is the Maker's Mark 650. And I think both of those you're going to find they're close, they're similar, and you won't be disappointed. Thirdly, I tried one called an Acid Blonde. Not so good. An Acid Blonde I did not like.
Okay. Where does it get its name from?
The Acid Blonde or the Maker's Mark?
The Acid Blonde. I know where Maker's
Mark is. The Acid Blonde is just the name of the cigar.
Oh, okay.
Another friend of mine said, here, you got to try this. It's a real good cigar. And it's a smaller gauge cigar, and I haven't memorized all the gauges yet, which is the diameter of the cigar.
Right.
But it wasn't bad, but usually as it's burning, when you're not smoking it, there's a certain smell that, one, it either smells good or it smells not so great. The ones that typically smell good usually smoke very nice as well. They taste very pleasant. The ones that smell a little on the harsh side, which gives cigars that bad rap of, ooh, that's a stinky cigar,
yeah,
they usually taste like shit, too.
Yep. That is so true.
And so as a rule of thumb, this one, I have my cigar lighter, which is it's like a turbo torch. Uh-huh. And so you light the end of it and get it going. And then I'm like, wow, it wasn't hard. If I was going to go fishing and I want to keep the mosquitoes off me, yeah, I'd smoke one of these.
It's so bad even the bugs won't come near you.
But if it was to sit down and enjoy it after a nice meal with friends, smoking cigars and having brandies, no. This would not be my go-to at all.
Right. That's
it's a bitter, more, it has a lot of bite, a harsh finish, with vanilla notes.
That's where the blonde comes from.
Yeah. That's where the blonde comes in, yeah.
It's more to keep the bugs away.
More to keep mosquitoes off you while cutting the grass.
Yeah, there we go.
Because you don't want to burn a good $10 cigar while you're cutting right around a lawnmower.
Yeah, really. Why use an expensive cigar to keep bugs away?
Exactly. I'm smoking a $10 cigar. I'm doing it in the air conditioning with a cognac or a brandy in one hand, and I'm going to enjoy it.
Well,
that's what I have.
Okay, and I've got my drink of the night was this Taylor Tawny port wine. Mm-hmm. And so I have, and I actually looked it up here on the internet, so I'm reading a little bit here. Taylor's A Fine Tawny is drawn from wines selected for their smoothness and mellow character. They are aged for up to 3 hours in an oak cask at Taylor's cellar. In Villanova,
yeah, buy it $2 a gallon.
Via Garia, the individual wines are then blended together a few months before bottling for balance and completeness. Actually, it's 3 years, but I was making a joke.
3 hours.
About to say, it's just one step up from Mad Dog 2020.
I didn't want to. I didn't want to get in trouble for. This is off their website, so. Taylor's Fine Tawny Port is particularly popular in continental Europe, where it is drunk predominantly as an aperitif, I guess. Aperitif? It's before the meal.
Yeah.
For those preferring a lighter style, this versatile port can also be enjoyed after meals, which is a digestive. I found that out today, too, because I'm not up.
But isn't it kind of high in sugar?
Well, yeah, so.
Well, being a diabetic, I think you'd try to avoid sugar.
Well, I don't drink it every day. And I do have an insulin pump. That's I went through about 3 gallons of insulin this week alone with the sugar cookies and all the Christmas stuff, you know. So I've got a tanker truck bringing in a new supply of insulin for me for next week, because we got the eggnog coming and everything else. So
really
well, oh, that's right, you like the eggnog, don't you? We'll have to have you guys up one of these nights when over the holidays to come eggnog with us.
My wife loves Jim Bree's homemade eggnog.
Yes, it's very good. So
you guys are making me jealous. Although, and I've never had it, but I love eggnog.
Oh, this is she makes homemade stuff. It is good. Oh,
yeah, I love eggnog, but can't drink it anymore. I'm only type 2, so I don't get to have an insulin pump. I control sugar the old-fashioned way by not putting it in.
Yeah, well, I should do it that way too, but during the Christmas season, yeah, all bets are off. Sorry. I like to enjoy my Christmas, even if I shorten my life by about 3 years each Christmas time.
I'm thinking, no, the 3 years are at the end. What kind of shit?
Yeah, right, yeah. So, anyway, Joel, you put another thing down here, or did I forget to delete it? Because you discussed that last week.
No, I did. As a matter of fact, did I discuss that last week?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, then I should probably
do that. That was our first Podcasters Anonymous.
That's right. That was. Well, I'm actually having that again tonight, okay. The Paul Mescal Peach Brandy.
Yeah.
Boy, did I find a new favorite.
I couldn't find. I was in the store today because I had to pick up some bourbon and rum for the. I had to buy bourbon and rum for the. The eggnog, and yeah. And I also picked up some Jägermeister, which
I hate Jägermeister. It tastes like cough medicine.
See, it does, and
I love it.
I like cough medicine. So,
on that cough medicine,
but I was going to review it tonight, but I decided not to because I did a little taste tonight. I said,
now we can't talk.
And we can hear it.
I know. Well, let's see.
I tasted just a little bit. It's delicious.
I filled the bottom of a sniffer and had that. And then I had
Guzzler.
Canadian Club and Coke Zero sippy cup full of for dinner, and now I have the Taylor.
For dinner in place of dinner, or along with?
along with dinner. And now I have the Taylor Port Wine, so talking about mixing your drinks. But I was reading online, and because I didn't know whether I've ever had Jägermeister or not before, and I don't believe I have, so I was tasting it, and I said, it tastes like cough medicine. And I said, but I like cough medicine, so this is going to be good. But then when I was reading about it online, it says, it's supposed to be served very cold.
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
And so I didn't want to review it because I was drinking it at room temperature. I still liked it.
Well, you got to take that puppy and throw it in the freezer.
Yeah, but I was going
to Michael's yard.
if you go to Zix,
yeah,
first of all, if I walk into Zix, they're automatically pouring a shot for me, Jaeger. But there's a machine there with 3 bottles upside down into the top of it that goes through cooling coils.
I remember seeing that machine.
To serve it cold, yes.
Wow. So that's cool. Well, apparently it won't freeze if you put it in the freezer, because that's where they recommend to put it.
No, it won't freeze.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's the same as
vodka. It gets thicker.
Good vodka, you throw it in the freezer, it won't separate or won't freeze.
Yeah.
Actually, the best way to make good alcohol is you fractionate it by sticking it in the freezer.
Hmm.
And you skim off the alcohol off the top. That's how you come up with grain.
Yeah.
When I used to live in Arizona, I would keep a bottle of Finlandia or Absolut in the freezer, along with shot glasses. And on those times when I came home from work and felt like a nice sip of vodka, I'd pour it out there, go out and sit in the back porch at 110 degrees in the shade, and drink the frozen vodka, freezing temperature vodka. Anyway. It was good.
Nice. I got some Absolut. Maybe I should throw it in the freezer.
You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. Okay. Or stick it out in the garage.
You could do that, too.
That might actually be colder. Okay, back to tech news. I only got one little tech news. Yesterday, I had to take Anne-Marie to a doctor's appointment, a follow-up from her back surgery, and so we were in Concord, and we stopped at Panera Bread for lunch, and I gotta say, I actually paid for the meal with Apple Pay. That's the first time I've used it. And
did they all stand around and go, what's this?
No, I asked them. I said, do you take Apple Pay? And they said, yeah, just tap it over there. I said, oh, okay. So the first time I did it, I wasn't sure how to do it. You know, I was tapping it, and then it popped up, and then I was using my thumb for my fingerprint thing, and somehow it didn't take, so I had to tap it again and use my thumb thing. I see people on the commercials, they put their thumb on it right away and then tap it, so I'm going to have to try that next time. But I'm a newbie at this, so after all that done, and it was very crowded and everything, I said, so this is supposed to be faster than swiping a card? Yeah,
it's safer.
It's safer. It is safer. But it did go through, and I think it's just the novice of me, you know, the novice in me not doing it or doing it for the first time. I was holding it wrong. I was.
You try turning it off and turning it back on again.
I was a virgin Apple payer. So, but it worked, and I was happy. And I can say, yay, I used it. So that's my only tech for the week. Well, except for the app review that I have coming up, which is next. No, Joel has something first.
He does?
Well, you've got something under my comment in the topics.
Which section are we in now?
Oh, I went back up to topics, standard topics.
Oh, yeah. So basically, in the holiday, what you mentioned earlier, in the holiday season here, and you say, hey, has everybody got your shopping done? I'm like, I still have 99%, 98% of my shopping to do. Yeah. And I probably don't even start it until Tuesday. So, that being said, Monday night, so it really hit it hard. But that said, and that means going to the dreaded mall. But,
yes.
In the season of giving, for those of us who've had kids, and when they start to get up to that age where they can drive, and we've all know there's this whole show. This show's had a little section on it. I guess it almost started Bottom Gear with Wilson. Uh-huh. Well, Wilson is going to a new young driver for Christmas.
Ba-bum-bum.
Yeah, it was, the decision was made, my beautiful bride and I said, you know what, why don't we put Wilson in the shop, get him checked up top to bottom, inside and out, left to right, and the whole nine yards, made super, super duper, everything super safe, and give him to our daughter as her car. So, that's what we're doing right now, and it's cool. One of those things where I tell you, I didn't realize just emotionally just how attached I got to that clunker of a car.
Well, I saw him. I saw Wilson. He was out there. Out in front of...
Out in the wild.
Out in front of the doctor's office there.
Yes, he was. He's at Dr. Kenny's.
Getting ready to
roll in the surgery. And as a matter of fact, I got a text from the good doctor who said, dude, you need a new fuel sending unit for me to get this thing 100%. I'm like, all right, put one in it.
Okay. Well, that must explain why the Jaffrey Fire Department was surrounding it.
Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. You need to take the gas tank out of it. But, it was just one of those things where we're sitting here saying, I hadn't realized just how much I did enjoy, you know, and got used to driving that car, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. My new Oldsmobile, Goldfinger. You got it.
That was good.
That was good. I didn't know that was coming.
Really? It sounded like you guys practiced it.
No, not at all, man. I tell you what, it's just one of those things where I was driving down to work and I went, damn, I like this friggin' car. It is so bloody comfortable, and just everything works, and it's, oh, drives like a dream. I thought, what the hell is your name? And then it dawned on me, Goldfinger.
Okay, we won't do this.
Just wait next week when I say Fra Blucher again.
Oh, God, I don't have horses. Well, you know what? I do, because when I was looking for this, I went past a whole series of horse whinnies. I'll have it next week.
Would you like some herbal tea?
No.
What great knockers.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, what big knockers you have.
Walk this way. And then he walks exactly the same way, dragging the same leg. So in any event, yeah, it was one of those things where I thought, as much as I enjoyed Wilson, he's going to hopefully not get cracked up. And I expect
this car comes limping in the driveway by itself going, "You did this to me.
You did this to me. I was faithful to you." And so it'll be, I think it's going to make for a pretty fantastic Christmas. Cool. Hopefully it'll be done just in time too.
Yeah.
To go up and pick them up. So you know, it's just one of those things, I thought I'd mention it, the joy of giving, and especially with something big, you know, and a kid. Shouldn't say kid. When a young person gets their first car,
yeah,
it's their first taste of real independence.
Yeah.
Including getting that part-time job and being able to get the practice on their own. And it sounds a little selfish, but I'm not afraid to say it. It's so nice, the idea of not, "Hey, can you give me a ride?" No, drive your own damn car.
Can I have money for gas?
Well, that's where the part-time job comes in. There are certain prerequisites that must be met. I expect a few bucks here and there, but you know, I'll cover the insurance. We'll cover the insurance, but gas, you got to make sure you learn how to budget.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you got a part-time job. If you want to get there, have gas money.
That's right. Yep. Cool.
So yeah, it's true. I throw that out there. I mean, there are, you know, of the seven listeners we have, there's got to be at least two that are in the same boat. I know, Michael, you're definitely in there because you did it first. You know, as far as on the show here with the Jeep.
Yep. Yeah, they had a side conversation in the house here, so I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's, and I know, Barty, you must have done that as well even before.
Yes.
Before.
Yes, and we definitely went the route where you buy your own gas and we'll pay for the insurance, you know, which costs more than the damn car.
It does. I called my State Farm agent and I said, let me ask you a question. I said, I want to add Goldfinger.
You caught me off guard.
Yeah, I know I did. And then I said, what? I said, let me ask you a question, Miss Insurance Agent. She said, sure. Which I said, if my 17-year-old daughter were to happen to need to use, I don't know, one of the four different types or three different types of transportation, what would it add to my insurance? Now, and to be in good taste, I'm not going to divulge said number, but once I picked myself up off the floor and said, the car didn't cost that much.
It probably more than doubled, right?
And I went, holy shit, okay, well, here we go. Then that's pretty much how it worked out. So, I mean, it's all, you know, it's all those steps towards independent freedom.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep.
26.
Fortunately, my insurance agent is a good friend of mine, and he's been warning me every step of the way. You know, just to brace you. You know, just to give you a heads up, this is what's coming next.
26. Yep. 26 is the magic number.
I don't know. That was too long ago. I don't remember that.
26 is when insurance drops back down to normal. rates for people.
26, is that what it is?
Yep.
Well, providing there's no accidents.
Yes.
Tickets.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, who hasn't had a ticket or two drag racing?
Joel's still in the high risk pool.
When did you get your last ticket of drag racing? 40. No. But I didn't realize it was 26.
Yep.
When was the last time you got caught drag racing, or the last time you drag raced?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I was drag racing on my Harley this summer. No. Didn't get caught.
Dude, it doesn't count.
Exactly. Never happened.
Yeah, but, there you go.
So yeah, that's. I just figured I'd throw that one out there for those who could appreciate that, or you know, or some similar sacrifice. You know what I mean? It's just. Uh-huh. I just thought, wow, well, here's good old Wilson, and next time I see him, hopefully, I'm sure he'll have a few extra dents in the fenders, and the window won't go off, and it'll make a funny noise whenever it's running. I'm sure of that.
Oh, geez. All right, well, we'll go into the last tech thing that I have for tonight. It's a I have a app review. And this is particularly for people that have decided on the 6 Plus. What the heck was that? Oh, that's a door. It's almost sounded like a cat.
I'm making the walk to Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's listen for the snow.
Listen for the snow.
It's kind of muffled.
Yeah, maybe it's where the mic is.
It's not as loud.
Well, it's not as cold.
Oh, that could be, and it's not as deep.
When it's 20 below, the snow really cracks when you walk on it.
When you're trying to make your way through 6 feet of snow, I think that's different than a foot of snow.
Yeah.
My wife loves it when she hears you crunching through the snow or tuning up a dryer in a laundromat while you're putting in internet. Holding ladders in a Jeep. She loves those parts.
Okay, so the app I'm going to, if you have an iPhone 6 Plus and you've noticed you can't reach your thumb all the way over on the keyboard because it's just too damn big to do that. Mm-hmm. They have a new keyboard out that you can put a third party keyboard called Squish Key. And what Squish Key does is allow you to adjust the keyboard. It actually squishes the keyboard up to one side, so you can make it the size of a keyboard that's on an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 4 or even smaller. And if you're left-handed or right-handed, no problem, because you can just tap the arrow key and it goes on to whatever side of the phone you happen to be using at the time. So it's a very neat app. It's very cool. I think it was 99 cents. Don't quote me on that. It might have been $1.99. But it works nice. It works well. And you know, people that are digitally... what do I want to say? Challenged, digitally challenged in size, can use Squish Key to get the keyboard back to a size that you can handle.
So. Or you can get the brand new iThumb, which you slide it over the end of your thumb, and then you have the 1, 2, or 7-inch extension.
Because size matters.
Good one, Marty.
Oh, that's great. The iThumb. I love it.
And next year, we're coming out with the iThumb Blue, which is much like a little blue tablet. It will grow to the key.
Patent that stuff, Joe. Quick.
Oh, God. Okay. So, I guess that brings us into the next topic, which is...
Don't sound so discouraged.
Watch out. Watch out, people. This is an Ingress alert.
Acquiring position. Downloading latest Intel package.
Okay. Well, let me turn that down.
Cool sound effects. Yeah.
That's the background noise for Ingress. I have it turned. I have it.
I'm familiar with it.
I have it turned off. I turn that off on when I'm playing Ingress because
gets. I have it so turned off. I deleted the game.
Yeah, I'm close to that, Joel. I was having a lot of fun playing it until I tended to make some other people in the Resistance unhappy about making short connections in Adams, New York. Because I guess they were trying to make long-distance ones, and I was interfering or something. I don't quite understand what the problem was, but I'm only a level 4, so, I mean, these were like level 6s. So I kind of failed up from playing at Ingress, because Adams is like the next town. It's the only place near me with portals.
Well, if they're level 6s, it sounds like they haven't grown up enough to understand what the game's about in the first place.
Yeah. Because they're not much
That's
higher than
much
you.
That's pretty much what my wife said, without mentioning a level in being involved.
They're not all like that, Barty.
Yeah. Especially when they're trying to get up to level 8. Now, yeah, the level 8 and above guys here are all... Matter of fact, they try to help out people, new people that are trying to play the game. So, but there were... well, by the way, I have to tell you, we have more listeners now. And they happen to be Ingress players because they are letting me know on Hangouts and whatnot. They've been
to our enlightened friends. Hello.
I know they're a little more on the Resistance side. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Resistance is futile.
So I just want to say welcome to our Ingress listeners out there.
Are you telling me I got to re-download this damn game and start playing again?
You got to play with me. You got to come out here and play. You know, you have a bad commute. You can't do it while you're commuting. So you
no, not if I actually want to make it there in one
piece. Right, you can't do it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You got to do. You got to pay
attention. Over at portals gets dangerous.
You got to pay attention to. You got to pay attention to traffic. Me, you know, I pass like 3 cars on the way to work.
So. I passed 3 cars just getting off my street. And it's only like, 6 houses long to get to the end of my street.
And like last week, Milford was all green, so I stopped and I walked around and helped turn it blue.
I don't really pass a lot of portals until I get down into Rome, and then when driving in the middle of the city, by the time I find a place to park, it's like, well, I've just blown 15 minutes. Yeah. That takes a lot of time out of a commute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but you could still play on weekends and stuff. But it is more fun.
Oh, yeah, that's where I used to go to Adams, and after getting...
Yeah. Six is yelling at you. Yeah, really. I mean, they probably got 6 the same week you got 4, and it's 6 isn't much higher than 4. So, and they have no room to talk. So
tell them to go pound sand.
Yeah. Yeah, really. So anyway, so the hello to the Ingress people, their agents that are listening now, and they introduced 3 new badges this week on Ingress. One is the Trekker badge, which means you actually have to get out and walk around to get that badge because and it knows if you're walking or if you're driving.
Yes, it does.
And so it does a good job. And that went back, I think, back to the beginning. But I've got a silver in Trekker, and I'm 2 kilometers away from getting my gold, which will give me a gold badge toward level 11. The other one is the engineer badge, which started at the beginning of December. That's when they started counting it. And that is, you get there's values for how many mods you put on a portal. So it's a mod count, basically. Right. And so I've got my silver in that now, too, I believe. Or no, is that the one I just got bronze? No, that one I just got bronze because it didn't start. They didn't start counting until the beginning of December. So I just got bronze on that. And I'm trying to remember what the other one was. Michael?
I got one for recharging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going for my Onyx on recharging. Here,
Onyx.
So. Yeah. What was the other one, Michael? Do you remember?
I'm drawing a blank.
I'm going to have to go look it up.
There's one other item that's new, too. But I'm thinking of the third badge. So you've got Engineer, Trekker.
I'm starting the game right now. I'll tell you in a second.
All right.
Locomotive driver? Just guessing.
Special ops. Spec ops.
Oh, right. Missions.
Missions.
Right.
If you do missions, that's a new thing.
Black ops? Nice.
Well, people created these missions. That's something also that's fairly new to the game. And,
must be in big cities.
Actually, it's out here in the country too. It depends. You know, anybody that's a level 8 and above can make missions. And like the first one that comes up on mine is Keen Churches, and basically you have to go around and hack all the Keen Churches, and they give you a list in an order that you go in, and you do that, and then that counts as a mission complete. And there's a whole bunch of different ones like that. People aren't being too creative on the missions yet, but it's coming. I mean, when missions first came out, there was like two in Boston, and now I've got a whole like a page and a half of missions here, and they're all up here in this area. Keene, I don't know where Coffee Break is. Coffee Break's the name of one. Where is this? I can't tell you. I don't know where these are.
Well, I guess you won't be completing them then.
Well, if you click on it, it'll take you there on the map, but I'm just trying to do this quickly. So anyway, so they're the three badges, and of course missions, which might make me get out and do a couple missions. I've been thinking about doing them anyway, especially since I got 2 weeks to kill here, so I might go out and do a mission or so. And so that's
well, with the 60 degrees on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you walking around downtown, and traffic won't be bad.
No, that's not a bad idea. I could go. I'm not going to do any future plans here, because we do have some enlightened people that listen.
And can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you, Michael.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. So So I won't say what I'm planning to do, but they probably know what I'm going to be doing.
Big field takeover. No. Yeah.
but yes. So that's the news in Ingress this week, and I can't think of anything else that's new in Ingress right now.
Shields.
Oh, do you know? I don't know the details. I just heard about that today.
I don't know any details. I've been looking on it, other than it's called an ADX shield.
AXA shield, isn't it?
AXA. I'm sorry, AXA.
Because yes. It's commercially sponsored by AXA, the insurance company, I believe.
Are you serious? Oh.
Yes.
All right, I'm not downloading it again.
Well, they got to make money to keep the server farms up.
You can keep it.
So, hey, as long as you don't see ads popping up in the middle of the game while you're trying to play.
You know, you'll be putting up the Toyota gun and the Chevy force field. Yeah, bullshit. Keep it.
I would rather have a commercially sponsored shield than have to sit there and watch commercials while I'm trying to.
I would happily pay $9.99 for a game where I don't have to see commercial anything.
Yeah, but it would have to be like $9.99 a year or something like that. Because they got it. Yeah, I mean, it's an active live game, so it'd be like
how many million of people are playing this right now?
Yeah, that's true.
$9 a head.
That's
true.
They'd
make what $100 billion in the first week.
They probably would, and
that would pay for the service for a few years.
I don't know
and with
about
the
that.
Price of gas dropping, I tell you, they could pay for even more years of server use.
Exactly.
Thank you,
Barty.
I think if they followed the Microsoft Live type thing, where you paid a yearly fee, keep it low.
Well, like World of Warcraft is $15 a month.
Wow!
Wow!
Well, and Live is $9.99 Was it $9.99? Microsoft Live.
I don't know. I always buy the card $60 a year.
Yeah, mine went over to the monthly thing. So.
Ooh yeah, bend over. You know,
if they would upgrade their servers at Niantic, I would gladly pay a monthly or yearly fee to play this game.
Yeah. I would too, because right now it's been pretty well. I think I figured out what's going on with mine. I've noticed that the portals aren't showing up. I mean they're very delayed in popping up on the map and everything, and I'm blaming their servers for being slow. But then I've been noticing too that I'm only getting 4G service in like Peterborough and Jaffrey, where I was getting LTE before. So I'm wondering if it's the speed of the network right now. I'm not getting a great connection, and that's what's causing the problem. Because once I get down closer to work, everything seems to work fine. So, ooh. Where is that coming from? Now watch, you know, we're saying all this, but we won't hear it on the show because for some reason... those noises don't seem to show up on the recording.
All right, so I'll shut off my mic and see if you can hear it.
Well.
No, I can't hear your mic at all.
No. I can't hear you either, Joel. No, it's
that
still
was
there.
Good. All right, I didn't know if the hum was still
no,
there.
No, it's not. No, I think fault. It's here. I think it's here somewhere. I'll have to figure it out. But anyway, so that's the Ingress Corner for this week. Anybody got any entertainment last month stuff? Anybody?
No.
No? Okay, we'll skip that one for this week. Because I haven't watched anything spectacular or new or Christmas shows. Been watching Christmas shows.
The only Christmas show that I'm partaking in is Jason Reese. Up in this brain, I listen to every episode that comes out.
Oh yeah,
when it's counting down to Christmas. That's the only Christmas show that I'm following.
I'm on his countdown to Thanksgiving right now. I'm gonna have to skip ahead. Yeah. Okay. Well, anybody else got anything else?
I'm just checking into the notes now.
So I don't know whether it'll make it on the show because we were talking about the show, the pre-show, in the stuff in the pre-show, toy boat. The show notes this week. Usually we've been using Google Drive, G Drive, and the Google Docs for our notes ever since we started this show. But Google keeps playing around with it and changing it, and I was getting a little irritated with the new thing. So when I was experimenting with the other server or the storage area with the free storage services that are out there. There we go. More port. That'll solve it.
Port makes everything better.
I noticed I started using with the OneDrive by Microsoft, and I noticed that they also have their Word Online, Excel Spreadsheet Online, what's the other one? The whatchamacallit? You know,
sure. Don't help them. Make them suffer.
I'll go look it up before I sit here and suffer. What's it called? Oh, crap, they don't have it. No. PowerPoint Online.
You work in an office. How could you not come up with the word PowerPoint?
Because I've been drinking heavily tonight. I opened up a document on their online Word, and I found it worked much like the Word we love and respect in the workplace, and it worked great. There were no stutters or anything like that. It saved nicely. It everything was there. So I said, oh, and I can share with the other people. So this week I decided to try the show notes in Word Online on the OneDrive, and I shared it with you guys. And
without telling us.
Well, actually, I did. I told you in the email that I sent you that went directly to your junk file.
And that's where I found it, by the way.
Exactly, same
right
thing.
Right where our show notes belong, right in the junk folder. Just kidding.
So apparently, I've got to figure out where you set what email it comes from. and put a decent email, because it obviously fills in a junk name email. And yeah, put the show notes promptly in everybody's junk file this week. After we figured that out and they found it, it does work an awful lot like Google Docs, except for it's smoother. At least I think it's smoother, and it works on everything.
Right. Except it doesn't update on the fly. I noticed that with the Google Docs, when you were typing in extra lines, it would pop up on my screen automatically. On this, I have to purposely hit refresh.
Really? Or what are you watching it on? Looking at it on?
Safari.
What am I using?
I clicked on the link in your email once I got it out of my trash, and this is the page it came onto. It doesn't update. I have to keep continually heading refresh.
Now, that's funny, because are you using the one in Safari? Because I sat here and watched Joel type stuff in. One character at a time.
It's not letting me edit right now.
You got to go over and tell it to let you edit. It brings
I'm
up
telling a, it.
In line?
Yeah, I'm saying edit document. It goes, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's got edit in Word or browser. Edit in Word online.
Edit in browser.
Yeah, otherwise it'll download it so you can use it in Word.
Right. You have to edit in browser and it does it live.
And if you're on a Mac, it automatically dumps it in Page.
And no, mine came right up in Safari.
Yeah, see, mine's in Safari too.
Yeah, well, when I did it, I told it to use the Word in the browser.
Oh, you can tell, open in Word. I used open in browser.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just clicked the link and it just took off.
Yeah.
I'm on Word Online, but it's not letting me do anything.
Yeah, that's where I'm in, is in Word Online. And now I went and told it to let me edit online, and I've got all the editing capabilities.
Well, it's not letting me.
Here.
Yeah, it says.
Yeah, you know what, though? Before I did that, I wasn't able to see the link to Thompson Cigars that you put in.
Yeah, the one I just put in? Yeah. Now it's in there, because I just added that link like 10 seconds ago.
I got it. Yep, I see somebody typing. There's Barty.
Somebody's typing. He's purple. Who's the purple guy?
That's Barty. It even said his name.
I was trying to click on the link. Yeah. Oh, command and click to follow.
So, Michael, over on the left-hand side, there should be a pull-down under File, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, when I go and check on the right hand side,
it says
two other people are here, and it says Barry and a guest are here. So, yeah. Joel, I guess you're the guest.
I guess.
That's what I said. You guessed.
The pull down does nothing for me that I can see.
It doesn't, because I'm already editing it. There's a thing over there that says edit file. Edit document, I think it said. And then
edit in Word Online. I'm trying.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll go back to Google Docs.
Wait a minute. I see the problem.
Okay.
You sent it to my, I think you sent it to my virtual UPR address.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, problem is my let's see if it'll let me in now.
There you are.
Yeah, except then it shouldn't have let me do this, because I'm not getting to it from that. I'm trying to say this without having to edit the show. My Microsoft login is under my real email address. So right. I was confused.
Okay. Well, I haven't figured out how that works, because
I got into it, and I just had to put on my hacker hat for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see you updating it.
Yep.
So we have to all be in edit mode to be able to see each other's edits.
Right. Otherwise, it's read-only.
Yeah, well, Google Docs just did it automatically.
Yeah, Barry.
Well, because I never did anything, and you know me with Google. If I look at it wrong, it crashes. So.
Well, that's what was happening with Google with me. It was, since they came out with this new version where you got to double click everything, it was being slow, and I'd be typing, and all of a sudden it would play catch up.
Secret Santa gift. Hey, I like those picture of those cookies that you posted. That was cool.
Well, there you go. You just told the story.
Oops.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
So I walked into the general store. He actually didn't give anything away totally. But
I just gave him a hard time.
I walked into
the, been here in a few weeks.
I walked into the Gaslight General store this morning as I was in between several chores, and we had stuff to do in town today. I walked in, and I've talked about the Secret Santa here before. You know, it goes on the entire month of December. And sitting on the front counter of the general store is this round package that says Fragile. And it says, because this is Italian. So, but it was addressed to me from Secret Santa, so I picked it up, brought it home as I was taking care of my other duties, and I opened it up. And it's a plate of cookies, but not just any plate of cookies. It's a plate of heart-shaped cookies with white icing, and in red on each cookie is a different EKG algorithm. And they're all valid. They have different rhythms on each cookie. So talk about it. A custom Secret Santa gift to a paramedic. I thought that was really cool.
Do you know who it is, or can you have a guess?
I know who had to have made the cookies. That doesn't mean that this person is the Secret Santa. It just means that somebody's being very devious. Or it could mean that she's the Secret Santa. I won't know until Christmas Eve.
Ah,
that is so cool.
But it was a very creative gift. I really, and they're really good cookies, too. I had one already.
Neat. Yeah, that was a nice picture. Very cool. People want to see them. They're up on the community, G+ community. Michael posted a picture of them up there.
Yep, and did you see the other picture up in the community?
Yes,
about
MMG.
My broccoli assault vehicle?
I saw that's cool.
That was great. That was funny. Oh, well. Okay.
Made me laugh, I really could use it at the time of cancer, so I appreciated that.
That was definitely cool. So, all right. Anything else? Anybody got anything else? We're gonna.
Yeah. Well, underneath the next, I did add another.
Oh,
item.
You did. Okay. Sorry.
Yes, yeah, I did.
Stuck that in.
Yep. So, well, if you haven't been listening to the podcast that should not be named, and if you haven't, shame on you. Just kidding. No, if you've got to listen to anything, listen to Jason and Anthony. And oh my gosh, Anthony's episode 700. That was incredible too.
That was really good.
But I could just go down the list of everybody we listened to here. But we did pick up our 10,000 pointer last Sunday, right at dusk. You know, you got it in under the sunset limit for hunting, but we got this 15-foot Christmas tree. And as I didn't have time Sunday night to trim it and put it in the house then, and then I wasn't really feeling good this week. And then we had lots of wet, heavy snow, and then I had to dig this thing out of the snow. But I leaned it up against the garage, and again, here's this 15-foot Christmas tree.
And your ceilings are how tall?
8.
That's a math problem.
So I'm like, I'm going to have to do some trimming here. Not only am I going to trim it off at the bottom and the top, but when I set this thing up in the middle of the living room, I'll have to show you. I got a picture of it before I trimmed it. It took up the width. Not quite a Griswold where, you know, you pull this
smashed out the windows.
But it was up against the computer desk and up against the wall. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to trim this. But that's what, you know, I was trying to be cute at the start of the show, and I couldn't get one word out in front of the other. Oh, well. Oh. But telling my sappy story. But I was still unraveling the Christmas lights, and I was down to... Yeah. I was down to three good, after combining several different sets of Christmas lights from the attic. Yeah. Like three good sets. Yeah, well, there's a couple other sets I found from the farm, but they flash, fade, go in strobes, and that's, you know. I don't need to find out if any of my guests are epileptics, so just leave those out of the system.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a sticky situation.
No. Ooh. And I'll tell you, our cats are happy. A tree.
Yeah.
So the lights are on. I get that done. That's why I'm down in the man cave now. Or as Barry and I decided, finally, I don't know why it took me this long to figure this one out, but I'm in Studio V.
Yes. So. Studio V.
Studio V.
Studio Future. Virtual.
Yes. The virtually Uber.
the virtual studio.
And pretty soon, finally, it's been long in the making, but that one podcast, the server is up for Mark. So I will be announcing that once he gets his first episode out.
Very cool. And isn't it's that time of year that we should be hearing another podcast show up. Isn't
it? Yeah.
You know, the virtual Youper.
The actual. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the actual virtual Youper. Yeah, we'll see, guys.
It is Christmas.
The Christmas episode. I know.
Yeah. This would be like the first year I missed it, like forever. We've talked about this. I know.
We're waiting for the Christmas 1992 episode to come out.
Yeah, hey, get through my George Bailey moment here and then we'll get all released.
George Bailey.
So, all right.
You know, the town that they based that, the town that they based that on was right down here in the Finger Lakes.
Really? Yeah, it was New York, because it was supposed to be New York, wasn't it? Bedford Falls.
Yeah, well, I don't really remember. We had the movie on earlier, and I was trying hard to ignore it. But yeah, Bedford Falls was based up on a city right down here.
Yeah.
They have, like, Christmas specials and things that go on all the time. We might go there someday, I don't know, if we get bored enough.
You know, one of our 90-year-round residents, by the way, Barty, if you haven't heard that episode yet, is we actually do have a George Bailey in town.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, that's funny. Jeez.
Poor guy, every time he's, yeah, my name's George Bailey. Huh? Yeah, really. It really is George Bailey.
Merry Christmas, you old buildings.
Old savings and loan.
Oh, jeez. All right. Anything else? Anybody got anything else? Because I think we'll probably call this one and be at a normal time.
Nobody's got a bell to ring?
Oh, no.
After talking, the closest thing I have is a cowbell. After talking about that movie, we need to ring a bell.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Whoops, that wasn't it.
That sounds like you hold broke on. Their glass.
Rattling shot glasses doesn't count.
Here, that's a bell. That's as close as I got.
All right.
Okay. An angel got something.
A new cow.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we do have a musical guest this week, and it's Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, with Wonderful Christmas Time. And with that, we want to say to all our military people out there, both CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you're doing. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hoping you're getting some leave to be home with family and friends. But if you're not and you're still over there, we're going to keep the home fires burning for you here and have an extra cup of eggnog for you. So with that, from the Monadnock region in the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I am Barry J.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Joel.
And from the Tug Hill Plateau, not Tokyo, this is Barty.
And for our friends north of the border, we're wishing you a new disco control panel. And it'll run on 220 or 221. This is Michael, the virtual Youper.
All right, everybody. That'll be it for show 164. 165? Yeah, I guess we'll do one next week. Christmas falls in the middle of the week, so if everybody's going to be here, we'll do one. So, happy anniversary to me, because I've gone 9 years as a podcaster.
Yay!
Joel will be coming up soon in January, so.
January for me, too.
Yeah, there we go. So, we're long-time podcasters now. Jeez.
Old-timers.
Right. Old-timers, really.
Does that make this a serial podcast? Nah, no.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And here's Paul McCartney. Down.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Samson, speak! Good boy.